What if we spoke honestly, took a moment to view this thing from an employee's perspective and talked about what could be? Analyzed what is to come from the love of the restaurant. Well, you'd have this podcast. Welcome to Behind the Restaurant. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Behind the Restaurant. And we're going to go in a different direction these next couple weeks. And why not do something a little different from the usual? We've been talking a lot about, you know, what restaurants should be doing, which way they should be going, how they need to bounce back, what are the delivery services they use, all of those kind of things. And I've rehashed those in many different ways already in the last couple weeks. So I thought, why not do something a little different this time? How about, together, all of us, we build out a restaurant. We take the idea of building a restaurant and take the next couple of weeks to see what we can do. Mind you, I'm going to say already, I already have an idea for a concept that I would love to have gotten out there and still believe could be something that gets out there long term. It's just about finances, honestly. That's the thing that it always comes down to in the restaurant industry. It's finances, because what people don't realize, it costs a lot of money to get in there and build a restaurant. I've spoken to many different people on different sides. There's investor groups for restaurant concepts. There's investment amounts that are astronomical for certain people in concepts. You can develop a restaurant around a chef. You can develop a restaurant around an idea. You can develop a restaurant around a concept. It's just like there's many different ways that you can take it in this industry, and there's many different avenues, because of course you can be a fine dining establishment. You can be a fast food establishment, or basically you're just franchising out and you know you could make money hand over fist in that one. Or you could be a quick service. You could be a fast casual. There is a little bit of a difference when it comes to those two, even though I've stated before they are very similar and the difference is minute. But overall, when you build the concept, you have to deliver on multiple fronts. You have to deliver on the idea itself, because if you're building a concept for a restaurant, you want something that you know could last for a decade, at least. You know, fine dining establishments, they can last for a long time, and there are some that have been around for, you know, decades upon decades. But if you look at quick service restaurants, up until Chipotle, most places did not last for 10, 15 years. They lasted for 5, 6, and then their run was over. Because one of the things you have to learn is that where you start is not where you're going to be 5 years down the road. Not even food-wise. A lot of your major concepts yet are still going to be there, and you're going to deliver that way. But you're going to have a pop for a certain time. And then it's about continuous attraction of the people that are new and coming about differently. Because there's a lot of competitors to any concept that works. I remember in the early 2000s, there was a burger spot everywhere in New York. There was a different style of delivering the concept of burgers, and then there were fast food burgers, and then there were fine dining burgers. It was like, you had this boom of burgers in so many different ways. And if you didn't stand out, I remember looking 5 years later that a lot of the concept, which I enjoyed, couldn't keep it going. Because they didn't alter the little things that they needed to alter to become a tad bit different. Now, the probably biggest difference when we're thinking about starting a restaurant and starting a concept And remember, I'm going to take a lot of this based around New York City. So I want to deliver this the best way I can, but it's not going to be as general as maybe it should be when we're thinking about building anywhere else. Because New York is very segmented in how you deliver and how you can build and where you can actually make money long term. Depending on where you decide to open a concept, that can go from being one of the best things ever to being one of the most overlooked things ever. And it just depends on A, location, because that's extremely important. B, what your concept is. That's something else that's extremely important. C, how your concept delivers its food. D, its authenticity. Like, if you're delivering something, the way it hits the people who are hitting it, or eating it, and the way that people feel about it and the connection they have to it is what makes it more long term, honestly. And I'm thinking there's a fifth one now, because on the other side of this pandemic, what it's going to be is how your food translates to deliveries. Because there are some concepts that can translate very well to deliveries, and then there are some that can't, even though they thought they could, and even though they try to. It just doesn't work in the way that they believed it should or could have. So, saying all of that, I don't want these to be long, drawn-out individual parts. I want these to be small, segmented parts on the different avenues we need to take to build out the idea. So, as I said, location is of high importance. Concept style is of high importance. Concept delivery is also of high importance. You need to know which one of those segments that I spoke about you're going to go into. Are you going to be fast dining, fast food? Are you going to be fast casual? Are you going to be quick service restaurant? Or are you going to be fine dining? Which one? And if you're not going to be any of those, are you going to try to be a hybrid of two? And I'm going to say that it's a nice idea, but it doesn't deliver in the way you would think it should. I worked for an establishment that tried to hybrid between fine dining and quick service, and it looks nice, but it doesn't last long because you're not going to get as many people coming in. After a while, you start seeing that most of your money can be made in deliveries and in the quick turnaround that you get. Like, if you're trying to deliver a certain way and it just doesn't work in the best way that you think it should. So first, where are we going? What are we building? Well, if we're going to take the idea I already have in my head, and I completely understand that putting this out there like this could eventually have this undercut my idea, but I also believe in the, you know, sharing actually brings about more and better ideas long term. So if this undercuts me in 5 years from when I want to deliver this concept myself, then so be it. If it doesn't, then even better. You know, like, I'm not going to get stuck on whether or not this ends up being taken away from me because somebody else had an idea for it or heard my idea and went like, oh, I could do that right now because I have the money. I don't have the money right now to do it. So if somebody else can and they have the money, good on you. Good luck. I hope it works. I hope anything I did helps you in some way. And if it makes you better, then so be it. But here's my thought. A, background. So I am half Dominican. Yo soy Dominicano. And so the Spanish food is something that's in my blood for a very, very, very long time. So when I take the ideas, the core ideas of what Spanish food is, I think about a lot of the restaurants that delivered in the neighborhoods I grew up. I didn't grow up in New York's Manhattan downtown. Like, if you think about New York, a lot of people who come in visiting think about the Lower East Side, Lower West Side, Greenwich, all those places down there, they don't think about Washington Heights. They don't think about, you know, Upper Harlem. They don't think about Spanish Harlem. They don't think about, you know, the Bronx or anything like that. That's not where your mind goes right away. There's a lot of Brooklyn. There's a lot of Queens. There's a lot of Manhattan. That's where your mind goes. And when you're thinking about food, that's where your mind goes. But in the places that I grew up in Washington Heights. I grew up in Spanish Harlem. I grew up in the Bronx. These are the places that molded me and made me. I worked in Manhattan. I worked for a lot of these companies and a lot of these restaurants that developed in that way. So I saw how they built. And my idea takes a lot from what they did. And it builds out what I thought would be a better overall premise. Like, in our neighborhoods, in the Spanish neighborhood, cuando estás pensando en esa comida, when you're thinking about that food, when you're, like, in that zone, just, you know, going like, yo tengo hambre, I'm hungry, like, you start thinking about the Spanish food. You start thinking about the local Spanish food. And the local Spanish food is done familia. It's a family style. It's a huge buffet of stuff. Not a buffet that you can reach into and take yourself. No. The people are behind it, and they're the ones that put your meals together appropriately. The amount of rice is huge. The amount of beans is... Okay, I'm just going to say this. When it comes to those restaurants in these neighborhoods, the amount of beans suck in comparison to the amount of rice you get. So you have rice, you have beans, and then you have your choice of a protein. You know, you can get fish, you can get bistec, you can get... Boy, you know, it's like there's different ways. There's so many things. There's chicken, there's beef, there's steak, there's fish, there's everything. And I apologize if I'm going back and forth between the two languages too much, but it delivers on the concept that I'm trying to, the authenticity that I'm trying to get across when it comes to the concept that I want to develop. Now, these ideas and these concepts work for those neighborhoods. Because these... Every neighborhood has a different delivery to how it gets its food. If you're in Manhattan, you get it differently than how you get it in Brooklyn. If you're in Manhattan, you get it differently than how you get it in the Bronx. These areas, these people, these Spanish groups, these, you know, minorities that live together in the Bronx and Spanish Harlem and Washington Heights and all these areas, these groups get their food in a different way. It's not the same thing. Chinese food in Lower Manhattan is completely different from Chinese food in the Heights. It's not the same thing. The cooking style isn't the same. The food you order isn't the same. The delivery isn't the same. Nothing is similar. But they're both called Chinese food. And that's how they're done. Spanish food in, you know, Manhattan has attempted to be exactly like Spanish food in the Heights. Just the prices are, what was that exactly? It's way too high. It doesn't deliver on the authenticity of what it is you go to these places for. But that's because when you pay to be in a place like Manhattan, you're paying a rent that's already three times higher than the rent you're paying anywhere in the Heights or the Bronx. You're not paying that same. That already creates, I need to get a little bit more for what I'm doing here in order to cover some of the expenses I'm going to have, or else I'm not going to be able to cover myself. And these are some of the things you got to think about when you're developing your concept and you're developing your restaurant, because where you end up going is going to matter a lot to how much money you're able to make. But don't limit yourself on that idea. And that's where my thought has always come in. It's like, yeah, you're right. I should charge higher because, oh, hey, I'm in a different, more affluent neighborhood and it's going to cost me a little bit more to be here. But that takes away from what it is I'm trying to deliver. I'm trying to deliver a concept. And in this concept and in the authenticity to what I believe in mi corazón, this here has to be delivered in a certain way. So, what's the concept? Concept's going to be Spanish food. But we're going to twist it into being a quick service restaurant or fast casual. Whichever one of those two lanes you want to define it as, is the one it will be. I've worked in both. They're not that diametrically opposed. They're actually very linear. They work along each other in the same line. So, the point of it is lunch. That's the segment you want to hit. So, in order to hit lunch in the best way, what you want to do is make the concept simple. I've always been told, in any restaurant I ever worked, if you are too complicated in what you're trying to deliver, you're going to lose a bunch of customers. Because if it takes them too long to think about it, boom, they're gone. Because they have to think too much. They want to be able to order their food and go on to the next thing and not even have to process this too many times. So, scale yourself down. Put yourself into more confined atmosphere. Take the Chipotle model. Hey, which one do you want? Taco, burrito, or bowl? And your bowl, do you want it with lettuce or do you want it with rice? Simplify what it is you want to do. Because the easier you make it for them, the easier you make it for yourself. If you limit the choices at the beginning and throughout the process, then it makes it easier for your staff to process the things they have to do. And it also creates a more simplistic menu so that your costs don't just out of nowhere rise beyond a point that you could even think about. So the concept, fast casual / quick service. What you're doing here is you're creating a quick atmosphere for the food. So that's first. This is where we're going. We're going to create something that gets the lunch crowd and the early dinner crowd. I've already thought about this. I don't want to be open late. This isn't the point of the restaurant. No. I've worked in restaurants my whole life. The one thing I know as an employee I've always hated is there is no one day off that we all get. There is no one sense of, oh, there's this day I don't have to come in. There's a Spanish concept that is in Manhattan right now that allows for one day off for their employees a week. The restaurant's closed. It's not open on that day, which is perfect. If you think about it, there's nothing wrong with that. Plenty of people will tell you that there is, oh, you should be getting money. No, you shouldn't. You should make yourself wanted. If I'm only open Monday through Friday, you can only get me Monday through Friday. You can't get me on Saturday and Sunday. So you're going to want me more Monday through Friday because you can't get me Saturday and Sunday. I'm limiting the amount of space. This is, if you're looking at things like Bitcoin and all that, that's the same concept. They're limiting the amount that's out there so you want more of it because it's such a small amount that you're available to get. So that's first. I'm going to limit my schedule. Quick service, limit my schedule, limit my times open. I'm going to be open for lunch, so I'm going to be open at 11. I'm going to be closed by early dinner, so I'm going to be closed by 6, 7 o'clock. I don't want late night. I don't want to hit those crowds. I don't want the drunk people. I want people who want a meal. I want people who want in and out. And I also want to be affordable. Like right now, where can you go spend $15 and get a full meal? But why do you got to spend $15? Why can't I put you in the, 10 to 12 range and keep it there? If I keep my, COGS, my cost of goods to this circle, and I bring everything in, my cost of my employees, and I still want to have a revenue, a profit, if I do all of this and I keep everything there, then my overall cost isn't going to be too high. This is where I think a lot of restaurants lose themselves. They want so badly to make as much money as they can that they start pushing the other sides to be lower and lower and lower. And I worked for a place one that reduced their food, went to the crappiest stuff because they thought, oh, this is going to be so much better. No, it's not. It tastes like crap. People are going to stop coming in because you decided not to use better stuff. So, A, keep your food at a good place. Don't get stuck on this idea that you need to save money here. For the first 2 years, if all you're thinking about is making a profit, then you're not going to last past those first 2 years. I hate to tell you, it's bullshit to believe that in the first 2 years, you're going to make anything. You should be looking to get yourself out there, get yourself going, cover your rent, cover your bills, do everything. Keep yourself going. Because if you make it past the first 2 years, you should start seeing an incremental increase. First of all, you should start seeing a little bit of an increase as you keep going. So like I said, the concept is quick service. So that means I want to hit a lunch crowd. I've set up my time. I'm probably not going to be open. If I want to hit a lunch crowd, I'm not going to be open Sundays. You know, we'll worry about location later because that's not yet important to what we are building. Now, what style? Like I said, you want to have the Chipotle style where you pick, you want to limit the amount of picks that a customer can have. You want them to go in, say, oh, I want this, boom, done. So, I thought, why not make it traditional Spanish rice and beans? Of course, I'm not going to call it rice and beans. That would be bad. Especially when I'm trying to be authentic to, you know, in the culture that I grew up in. It's going to be arroz y habichuela. That's what it's going to be. I'm going to deliver on rice and beans. It's just not going to be called rice and beans. Not at all, man. This is arroz y habichuela. This is your abuelas. Esto es tu mamá. This is the concept that you want around at your dinner table. This is what you think about. So, if you know the core is those, then you start building out the menu. Like, you know your quick service. So, like I said, you want to be like Chipotle. You want to do all these kind of things. But your core is now your arroz y habichuela. So, your menu needs to deliver on that. So, what you're going to set up is you're going to set up almost like a line. I told you at the beginning of doing this, this is like a buffet style, except we're giving them the buffet. So what you want is to set up a few choices of your arroz, your rice, and a few choices of your habichuelas, your beans. You set that up, you give them here, you give them combinations. Because it's not about limiting the possibilities, it's about limiting the how hard they have to look at the possibilities. Like, you give them white rice, yellow rice, moro, you give them pure Spanish rice, you give them rice with corn, you alter the different available rices, and then you give them either red beans, kidney beans, black beans, white beans. You know, you do these things, and then you give them a choice of 4 or 5 meats. And then all of a sudden, you've created, I don't know, anywhere from 20 to 30 dishes that they can make themselves, but you also haven't made it so that they are going crazy with, oh, I don't know what to pick, I don't know what to do. No, you're limited. You got 1 through 5. Then you got 1 through 5 again. Then you got 1 through 5 again. And then boom, you're hitting them. And then, of course, when you're delivering a restaurant, you gotta portion it appropriately. But we'll get to that in the further detail of that later on. The point of this one is choosing your concept and building out your concept. This is the point of introducing a restaurant build, because I wanted to talk about that because it's probably one of the hardest things to do, and a lot of locations, a lot of places I've seen have chosen a place and then build out the concept around the place they chose. And that works for some, but honestly, what you should be going into it with is, okay, this is what I want to deliver as. This is how I'm going to deliver. Now it's up to you to build around that. Because, like, right now, if I have this concept, I know I don't need a ton of people. I can make this a small place. People come in, people come out. There's no sitting. This is quick service. This is fast casual. This is like we dine. This is people who have 30 minutes for lunch. This is people who want deliveries. This is stuff like that. And the point is, the point you do, of doing it this way is that you want that quick turnaround. This is going to make you the quick buck, and this is going to allow you to be in a different price range. Because you're not going to be fast food. I'm not going to be expecting to get $5 for a burger, fries, and a soda. No, you're going to be in the 10 to 15 range. Like, the high should be 15. That should be the real high. But you could do a lunch special that ends up being $10, $9.95, $10.95, something along that. That would be perfect. And you've given them choices, you set up things, and you've allowed yourself to be a concept that has multiple choices, but doesn't feel overwhelming to the people coming in. And that's one of the things that a lot of restaurateurs don't understand is you can't be so overwhelming to the customer that's coming in. They're not coming into a diner. When you go into a diner, you expect to be a huge menu with choices from here to kingdom come. When you're going in because you have 15, 20 minutes before you're off your lunch break, you're expecting something that comes in and out quickly. So that's what you're building here. So like I said, this is parts. I want to build this out in parts. This is part A. Part A is the concept style, which is fast casual / quick service. And the menu introduction, which is a Chipotle style segmented. Here's A, here's B, here's C. And we build that out that way. And then from there, over the next couple weeks, we'll go over location, we'll go over pricing, we'll go over, you know, how you portion out these meals. We'll go over all of that. That the point is going to be that if you're looking to really build out a restaurant, you get the core of this and maybe a different direction than what you were thinking. A lot of people think fine dining. That's nice, but this is a new generation, people. Fine dining is great for once in a while, but fast casual is where it's at. Where you have a chance to sit, but at the same time, you get that crowd that comes in and out, and you can make a quick turnaround, a quick profit, if you do it right, and if you deliver it in the right place. I appreciate everybody listening. I thank you again. Tune in for next week. We'll continue this on. We'll build out the rest of this restaurant. And I hope you guys are enjoying. See you next time. Peace.